Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and if you've been listening for the last few years, really, you know this program is about the evolution of consciousness and understanding ourselves in a different way in relationship to the cosmos, to reality, to the environment around us. And that is why I'm very happy to be talking tonight who's someone who's restructured our understanding of astrology and the truth behind astrology. And her name is Dr. Tatiana Schneider, and she's written a book called Medical Astrology, Galactic Code, Understanding the Galactic Energy of the Human Biological Systems. Hi, Tatiana, are you there?
I'm here.
Well,
thank you for bringing me here.
Of course. Well, it's very exciting that you've been able to look at astrology, which I feel is a truth. I mean, I know a lot of astrologers, and they're pretty accurate, but you've done something different. You've reclassified astrology as it relates specifically to the human body. So do you want to talk about, like, I mean, I know you're a doctor. How did you come up with this understanding of astrology, and then we'll go into some of the specifics about it. Let's talk about how you discovered it.
Well, that's interesting because I wasn't professional in astrology, and I started to analyze my chart a lot, and I was just fascinated because in my chart, the Capricorn and Sagittarius, these are two signs close by, they form triangles. And I just started to think that the center of the universe is somewhere in between them, so they should be connected.
And, you mean the galactic centers between them? You're saying the traditional galactic center?
Yes, traditional center.
Yeah, the galactic center.
The galactic center is 27 degrees of Sagittarius, so it's very close to Capricorn.
Right.
So
these
two signs are very close, and I started to think that they should be connected in the system together because they have functions that are very similar, and there's something there that there is a connection between the signs, and that means something, you know, there. Structure.
Right.
In a classical astrology, it's classified by quarters. So we're starting 0 degrees, and then we go by 90 degrees. And I started to think that the triangles are formed differently, just because you know, the center of the universe was formed this way.
Okay, so you started there at the galactic center, 27, 28, and you realized that, say that again, because I really want to understand what you're saying in the best way possible.
I started to think about the function of the signs and how they connect with each other, and I started to see that each sign is programming a system in the body. It was always known that the signs... coordinate something in our body, and they represent one of the organs or one of the body part, like
traditionally, right? The Pisces, right, represented the feet, Aquarius the ankles, and like that. Yeah, that's a traditional way of understanding astrology. But
right. So I started to think that that should be not only the part but the system. And the system that the sign represents on the body is basically giving the energy for this sign. When we have our energetic blueprint, that comes from the energies of our body. So I started to think that it's as above, so below. So the systems of the body form the internal zodiac. And
the internal zodiac. I think that's a big point. So each of us has the internal zodiac in our bodies regulating one of the bodily systems. Is that what you're saying?
The internal zodiac are represented by the systems, and the systems are coded by, each system is coded by one zodiac sign. So, for example, Cancer codes the stomach and the pineal gland. So Cancer basically is located on the top of the head. And
now, how did you figure that out? Why did you figure? Because most of the time, it's in the stomach, I think, or something. But how did you figure out that certain, like, that was on the top of the head?
Just several things. It's traditionally that a stomach represents this by the Cancer, and Cancer represents the water. It's the element of the water. Water is on top of the body, Capricorn, which is the opposite sign, is at the bottom. It's the knees, it's the bones. It represents the physiological state of the body. Cancer represents the higher mind and our connection to the other universes, because the pineal gland is our transmission.
And also rules the pineal gland, which also is our connection to the other universes as well, right?
Yes. At the same time, these are the cardinal signs. The other cardinal sign is Aries, and it's connected with the nose. So it basically comes at the equinox. All the cardinal signs point into four directions, and they are located on the two diagonals, so forming the cardinal cross of the body.
What are the cardinal signs again? Aries and...
Aries and Libra, which are located on the front. Aries is representing the limbic system, the emotional brain of the body, and Libra is at the back of the head, representing the medulla oblongata, which is the back brain.
Oh, so you really divided the zodiac into parts of the brain in a way, right?
Yeah, parts of the brain and the body. Actually, seven zodiac signs cover the brain, and only two zodiac signs cover the body, the front and the back, and three represent the feet.
Well, this is a revolution, and this is a whole new way of looking at astrology, then, what you've created, right?
Yes, it just by how the signs aligned around the body, they align same way or as in the sky, but in the body they have a fixed location because they are connected with the systems. Cancer is always on the top, facing the north side, and Capricorn south. Aries is on the front of the face and is facing the east. So
it's all diagrammed in your book. People should get the book. They can get it online. Medical Astrology Galactic Code, Tatiana Schneider. But you know, so does it matter where those signs are when you're born that will influence certain functions of, is that how you're using it?
Yes, actually they align with by the elements. So the one thing is that Cancer being in the north and Capricorn in the south represent the Milky Way, where Cancer is outside the galaxy and Capricorn is in the center. So basically our body in a way represents the Milky Way, how it is formed.
I see.
Also, the systems unite in bigger units by the elements. So, say, three signs of the water element, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, they form a bigger unit, which is like a one system.
What is the
similar.
System what system does the water elements, water signs form? What is the bigger system?
The bigger system is the lymphatic system. So both of these three signs are like three parts of this system. Like in the body, usually each system represented by three parts. So cancer is responsible for the stomach and recognition of the foreign bodies of the that we eat.
But how did you work with? I mean, it's a great. We can keep going through it, but I'm also interested in how someone could work with this in terms of health and their body. I mean, what's the practical application for this new Zodiac medical system?
Well, first of all, we learn what are the elements of the Zodiac, how they are represented in the body. Say, the water, that is the element of three Zodiac signs, function in the lymphatic system as a transmitter of the lymphatic system. So all the four systems are represented by different elements carry different transmitters. And this is very important because we can use water, say, to activate lymphatic system. And it's also a medium, like, you know, each element can be magnetized and carry information. Like, say, when...
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, no, I lost you first. Go ahead. Yes.
Each element represents a medium which can carry information in the body. Like, say, water can be crystallized and magnetized and carry information. And when we get, say, in Christianity, water is the biggest thing. And in the body, that is represented by a lymphatic system, which has water as its element, major element. For the other system, for example, for emotional system, which is cardinal sign is Aries.
Yeah.
And this is the humoral system of the body, which is represented by the blood. And the main element of the fire system is oxygen. So oxygen also can serve as medium for different information, for magnetizing, like ozone has three oxygens. It can represent a medium for transferring information. And it unites three systems, the Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. Aries starts emotions in the body, and Sagittarius, representing the muscles and metabolism, is fulfilling the emotional potential of the person. So it's the sign which gives the person the most activities to express the emotions.
Well, so let's start there. I mean, Aries, in the traditional astrology, you said that's the ego self, that's the head, and then so as it relates to your system, you're saying it's the final output of all of that. It kind of puts it all together. Is that what you mean? Or how does
Aries is the limbic system, which is emotional brain of the person, and emotions, of course, are the ego of the person. So emotions, basically, Aries is represented by, as we can talk later, discuss more, by the earth, where the emotions are actually actualized by people. So emotional body is the ego, and they are emotions are carried by the blood to the muscles, and they are activated by Sagittarius, which is the muscle body, the hip, the activities, the metabolism of the body. So this is an emotional system. Libra, the cardinal sign, is activating the nervous system. It's the main sign of medulla oblongata, which has 12 nerves that start all the actions of the person. The other signs, Uranus represents the nervous junctions of the body, and Gemini, the forebrain, where which is the mutable sign, giving the person ability to think and to communicate. So all these three signs are similar because they all connected with the nervous system.
What kind? Just name the signs again that connect with the nervous system. Can you just name them?
Libra, Aquarius, yes. And Gemini.
Oh, because those are the air signs. Those are the air signs.
Yes, this is the air sign. And the medium in the air signs is electromagnetic fields, electricity, which comes from the neuron or into the junction and to the muscular cells. So that starts with Libra and gets its functional part in Gemini, which is the thinking brain of the person.
So the element, you say the elements like the air, fire, water, earth, you know, they are the different elements of the signs, and they represent different whole systems in the body.
Yes. So, earth consists of several structures and is the most complicated system because Capricorn is the bone earth system. Taurus is the senses, and Virgo is the consciousness, the consciousness of the person. And what is similar about all the structures is that they all function by light. So Taurus is eyes.
By light, you said? They all function by light?
Yes, by light. The element of the earth system is light.
Light. L-I-G-H-T.
It's like when they when God was forming, you know, the person, he separated light from dark. So basically the person is functioning through light. The eyes are receptors for the light, and then the light is transferred it is in the bones. The bones carry the light, and the light actualizes in Virgo, where during the night we process things in the dreams, and this is our consciousness formed in Virgo. So
wait, what's that word you're saying? It formed in where? You said in
Virgo?
Virgo,
yeah.
It forms in
Virgo. This is the three signs of the earth are Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo.
Okay, in Virgo, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. So the consciousness
and secret here is that the cardinal sign actually contains and carry the element of the whole system. So, say Cancer carry water in the stomach. Aries carry the oxygen in the sinuses of the nose. Libra carries the electromagnetic charges in the cisterns of the brain. And the bone carries the light.
Right. So, I mean, just to back up and tell people that they're, you know, the zodiac, there's 12 signs in the zodiac. Each sign has one of four elements. And earth, air, fire, and water, each of the 12 is classified within that. And each of the elements has a cardinal sign. What's the three? Cardinal, fixed, and mutable. So the cardinal sign of an element is the initiatory aspect of that element, right?
Yes, that's the first unit of the chain.
And then there's the fixed sign, like Aquarius is a fixed sign in air. That's the fixed air sign is Aquarius, right?
Yes, the fixed sign carries mostly the intermediate part, the receptors. That's why it's a fixed sign. It always carries, you know, the same receptors. In the case of Aquarius, it's the nervous receptors to the muscle cells.
And then in the case of air, Gemini is the mutable sign, and that What is the mutable signs responsible for?
So the mutable sign actually fulfills the main function of the whole unit. And in the case of Gemini, it's self-thinking brain. It's the forefront of the person, which functions in a special way that electromagnetic charges are going both ways, which allows the person to communicate with other people. So that's a special application of the electromagnetic force.
So the cardinal sign is Libra in air, let's say, if we use air.
Yes.
So the cardinal sign, let me see if I understand this. The cardinal signs sort of activate the system. The fixed sign sort of stabilizes it. And then the mutable sign sort of delivers that to the rest of the body. Is that, would you say something like that?
Right. Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to understand, because you're creating a unique understanding of astrology that seems to have like big implications on the body, and if we can understand it, I think we could adjust our health, our physical body, to be more in tune with the natural forces that exist there, right?
Right. And we know that if we act in Eastern traditions, they use oxygen more for glorifying God. So this goes through the fire system of the body. So that activates more the fire system, because oxygen is the main element of it.
Right. So let's talk about the other aspect of your system, because, the zodiac is one part, but the zodiac doesn't mean anything without the planets moving in, because the planets are the dynamic aspect to the zodiac. And I'll just read what you say here in your book. The development of life on Earth follows steps connected with planets that are ruled by zodiac signs. The planets participate in the order they follow after each other towards the sun. Life is first induced by the planet Neptune. After Neptune comes Uranus, then Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. I guess you're not counting Pluto in this.
Yes, Pluto has a little different order, because it's one of the objects of Neptune.
And it's not in the elliptical plane, which is also, all the other planets are on the plane of the ellipse, of the solar ellipse, of the solar plane. They're all on a particular, and so Pluto isn't, but...
Pluto is just always located close to Neptune. It's just a Neptune object. So
that's a unique perspective, though, isn't it? Or is that in scientific perspective?
In the body, when we look at the ruling planets, are... transmit the energy from the zodiac signs. That's why they're so important and unique. And in galactic code, in this theory, each planet corresponds to one zodiac sign only. And the zodiac sign only transferred by one planet.
Wait, so we only have, according to you, 8 planets, and there are 12 signs.
Right, so 8 planets, and then we count the sun,
yes,
the sun,
and the
also,
moon.
Then the moon, and then the Chiron, so that makes 11.
And what's the 12?
The 12 is not known. So the Cancer zodiac doesn't have any planet that is transmitting the energy from it. So my conception is that it is ruled by something outside our galaxy connects us to other galaxies. Because the pineal gland
hole in the center of the galaxy that could be connected to our pineal system, because the crown chakra is connected to the galaxy, you know?
Right. The pineal chakra is our connection to other galaxies. And the star Sirius locates at 15 degrees of Cancer. So it is exactly where Cancer...
What star is that, you're saying? What star?
Sirius.
Oh, Sirius, right, where they think life from Earth came from the star Sirius. Yes.
Right. And it indicates 15 degrees of Cancer, where actually Cancer connects to solstice point.
I mean, I don't know if I even understand. Life is first induced by the planet Neptune. How do you get that information? And what does it mean, induce? So how do you explain that? Life? Yeah.
This conception of the evolution, right? The evolution started in the water. So basically, I was going by that. That Neptune and Uranus, they are more water-containing planets, and
they're not solid. Yes.
Yeah, they are more crystallized planets. And as we move, like we know that life started in water and then it started to move out gradually. And there are transitional forms, and actually these transitional forms remind a little bit something of the planets there close to each other. Say from Uranus to Saturn, that's where life moves into on the land.
Okay. So you're saying that life was initiated on planet Earth by the energies of Neptune because...
Right.
I get it. And mm-hmm. then you're saying Uranus took that life and moved it from the seas to the land. Is that what you're saying?
Uranus is about nervous system and nervous cells. So that's the appearance of nervous cells in the, in the small unicellular organisms. So Uranus is more complicated than Neptune in the structure of their living.
Uranus was responsible for mm-hmm. the development of life. Neptune initiated life. Uranus developed the nervous system of organisms.
Yes. Saturn brought the bone system. So the bone system increased, and the living systems were able to come out of the water.
Saturn did that, and then the Jupiter energy did what?
Jupiter energy started metabolism. So that's a big thing. Starting the blood, the liver. Started the muscles, so they basically that's Jupiter is the center of our universe. So that's the life started already seemingly replicate what we have now.
Right. Helped our evolution. You're saying the energies of these planets were responsible for the evolution of life.
Yes. Yeah, so from the most outer distant planet, the life was moving to the social planets and then to the personal planets. And that's where we are now, like the planet Earth basically represents, as Jupiter represents the hot-blooded organisms, and then Mars represents more the current animals. And the Earth is emotional development of the human being. Mm-hmm. Venus and Mercury are further. Venus is the development of the senses, mm-hmm. and Mercury development of the mind, when we can do things just thinking about them.
And then the sun, what's the sun?
Well, the sun... The sun is accumulation of everything. Basically, the sun is not moving. It's in eternity. Collects the information from our galaxy and passes it to just collects it, the information from our galaxy.
Is the moon connected in evolutionary development as well?
I think the moon is connected with the Earth, so basically their development goes similar. The moon represents the Earth in when they the moon influences the earth.
And then Chiron, you're saying, plays a big part in...
Chiron plays a part. It's a ruling planet of Virgo.
Yes,
and this is a very interesting, actually, thing, because Chiron is... Chiron can move. It doesn't have a permanent location. So it actually puts itself close to the sun, between the sun and the other personal planets that surround the sun. Virgo being the consciousness of the person, you know, which is the best of what is possible to be in terms of a blueprint of health and wealth. It stands close to the sun, so that's the highest achievement of the person in its consciousness. Then the information goes to the sun and gets analyzed there.
I see. So we have the planets move. Then what is the relationship in your system between the planets and the zodiac? How do they interact?
Yeah. Planets in galactic code, each planet is connected with one zodiac sign. As I said, there are 11 planets that we looked into. There were two planets that were ruling, Libra and Taurus were both ruled by Venus. In galactic code, Libra is ruled by Mars, because Mars represents the action, and Libra is the beginning of the nervous system, is the starting point of action.
Usually rules Aries in traditional astrology.
Yes, that's where it's different. It's different from classical astrology, yes. Mars is very intense and passionate in Aries. Which I think when the planet is in the opposite sign, zodiac sign, then it behaves a little bit more intense than in its own. In its own sign, in Libra, Mars is more balanced and gracious and responding to the actions in a gracious way. Basically, that's why I think both Mars and Venus are beauty. For some reason, we identify Mars more with wars, but Mars is also action. In Libra, it's a passionate action. It's a balanced and harmonious and a very elegant action.
Mm. So if you were to look at a chart, do you read charts, actually?
Finish also, moon is assigned to Aries. So instead of Mars, moon is assigned to Aries, because moon responds to our emotions and transfers emotions to people. So moon each 2-3 days changes the sign and goes around the zodiac, each time bringing us a different energy emotional. Also, we know the full moon, the new moon, have a big effect on people's emotions. So it would be very close for it to rule Aries and be responsible for people's emotions. And they say Cancer has no planet ruling.
Right, except an unknown, mysterious planet. Maybe it's planet X that, you know.
Yes. So when the planets are distributed with their corresponding signs, they actually also remind the solar system that it's twisted around the personal body, around the head. The sun covers the back of the head. It's Leo, and Mercury starts the face. Mercury covers the forefront, Venus covers the senses, the eyes, Moon covers the nose, and then Mars covers the back of the head. So all the personal planets basically cover the face. Then the social planets cover the leg. This is Jupiter.
When you say social, you mean the outer planets that are rule the social conditions as opposed to the inner planets, which rule the personal. Is that what you mean?
Well, because there are personal planets which finish with Mars, and then there are two social planets, actually, Jupiter and Saturn.
Oh, those are social planets?
Yeah, they're called social planets because they're in the middle of personal and outer planets.
And then Uranus and Neptune, what do you call those planets?
They're called the outer planets.
And what do they rule? They rule, generations, cultural.
So the social planets and Uranus, they cover the leg of the person, which means they cover the functions of our life.
I see.
Like walking, different activities. It's like bone system and neural system. Those are three systems that we need in all the activities.
This is quite an amazing thesis you've put together. But yes, go ahead, continue, sorry.
And the outer planets, Neptune and Pluto, they cover the body of the person. Neptune is the lymphatic system in its traditional meaning, defense mechanism. And Pluto is the reproductive system. So basically, Pluto is in this construction close to Neptune and permeates the body. So the water basically is permeating the body and goes straight up to meet Cancer at the top of the head. So most of our body is made of water.
But Pluto being an outer planet, it seems like it's a non-personal planet, and you're saying it's ruling the sexual system, which seems pretty personal, you know? I mean, how do you make that connection?
Well, all these planets are connected with lymphatic system, the reproduction system as well, because the lymphocytes are big helpers to defend their foreign borders, which are spermatocytes. The whole lymphatic system is ruled by water. So Pluto and Neptune are both in this Neptune object kind of circle.
Okay, so
related to water.
Well, I mean, thank you for laying that, but let's look at the practical approach. So if you look at someone's chart, like, you know, where basically you see the zodiac with the planets, is there something you can do with that, with some ideas about that person that can be analyzed and worked with?
So again, repeat, which planets?
No, if you just see someone's astrological chart, so you see where the planets are, what do you make of a chart? How do you read a chart?
Of course, when we see several planets in one sign or in certain signs, they are increasing the energy of this system, and the person will represent a lot the energy of this system. And each planet has its uniqueness, so it brings a particular activation to the sign. Say, Jupiter will bring the abundance activation, so if Jupiter is in Gemini, this person will be abundant in thinking. He will be proliferative in different creative activities.
With Jupiter in a strategic place in the chart. Yes.
Yes, Jupiter is a strong planet to activate the signs. So is the Sun. If the Sun is in certain sign, why we put the Sun signs for, you know, as main zodiac, because Sun is a strong star, is a strong planet. So say if the person has a Sun in Taurus and activate the senses, that's why we have the person who is very sensitive to everything, to taste, to touch, visual, artist, because the senses are activated. So, you know, knowing the system that is activated by the planet, but basically it may say a lot about this person. Which,
well, what you're also telling me or showing me is that the whole universe is incorporated within to the human being, within to the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual elements of the person are encoded by this universe that we're born into. I mean, that seems like sort of the bottom line there, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. We have the whole universe, you know, having this zodiac that mimics the zodiac of the Milky Way. We have all the energies of the zodiac inside the body by these 12 systems, which gives us this energy. If the Pisces is activated, Neptune is the planet that covers the Pisces. The person is lymphatic system collects everything, you know, from all the ages. So all the emotions that we had throughout the life are collected in lymphatic system. So the person will be very compassionate. He will have a lot of different. He will be compassionate to different people because he collects a lot of different antigens, you know, antigens and emotions in himself.
Right. How do you get rid of those negative emotions?
Not negative, but just different emotions.
How would you help someone deal with some of that stuff in their chart if it showed up that way? You know?
If the lymphatic system is activated, like lymphatic system is like it's a lot of water. It's a lot of water which carries a lot of stuff that was accumulated. So it's everything, religions, everything that we have in the world is this water, and you can't get rid of it. It just accumulates and then it clears. Say if the person had emotions throughout his childhood, they're going to accumulate, and then the person will have just to deal with these emotions.
You can most basically tell how a person is by looking at their chart that way, right?
Yes. We will know which system is more activated and which energy is dominant in this person. Of course, the aspects of the planets are also very important. I mean, we're dealing with tremendous amount, the code, which is huge. That includes 11 planets in 12 charts, 12 zodiac signs. So it will be already 11 in the 12. The combinations, the number of combinations is incredible of the possible energies.
Do you deal with houses as well, like the 12 houses in the?
Yes, the houses will also be very important because
How do you fit the houses into? Because those are really the three elements. I mean, there's probably many, but in traditional astrology, you got the zodiac, the signs, you got the planets, you got the houses, and then you have the relationships of the, you know, the planets of the houses and the signs, but you also have the angles that the planets you know, deal with each other. So
same thing will remain. It just the origin will be more clear, but the houses will be also important because if Jupiter is say in the 10th house, it will be related more to the work and increasing, you know, the energy, say, of the sign. And Gemini in the 10th house, Jupiter in the Gemini in the 10th house will be increasing the career and creative capacities in the work situations. So it's basically the same. We're just talking about the substrate for this energy that
But why do you call it a code? What is there something we can unlock with this code? You say the galactic code, the medical astrology galactic code. What the code?
Well, we're talking about the internal zodiac, which codes the system according to the zodiac signs and to the planets, which code the systems as well. Actually, the planets, the rotation of the planets around the sun tells us about the it's a plan for the milestone of the development. Say Saturn is known that give us 28 and a half years when the person maturates and have to be finished with every problems you know, in their career, in their family.
Wait, say that again.
The Saturn return, the return of the planet.
The Saturn return is a restructuring of the life of the human being, right? The emotional life, right?
Right, but so is every other planet. Every other planet, the return of the planet means something. Say Mercury is 3 months, and this
is the development of the brain. Planet means that place the planet was in the zodiac when you were born. As the planet returns there, you're saying there's a recapitulation of the original energies?
It is a blueprint for the main milestones of the development. So say Mercury representing the mind and having 3 months rotation around the sun represents 3 months when the brain becomes more mature. We know that at 3 months the baby already can have normal reflexes, can hold the head, so the mane doesn't have the grasp reflex. There are a lot of things that normalize at 3 months. So same is with the senses. Say Venus representing the senses, it has 8 months rotation, and at 8 months the baby starts already to have the strange anxiety, which is development of the senses. It recognizes the face of the person, you know, who is known to him and is not known. So
right.
That's the development of the eyes, of the smell.
So this developmental energies that are activated by the planets.
By the planets, yes. So are all other planets, like Mars has 22 months rotation, and it represents the toddler age, when the person starts acting at autonomy stage, when the person starts to have action towards himself and others, and you know, goes, plays individually, and then comes back to the parents. And that's what we need to cope as adults, to take care of ourselves and to relate to others. That's what Libra is about the balance of relationships.
So there must be certain times to form relationships and relate to people or work on ourselves and things like that, right?
Yes, Mars, all the planets tell us about the exact dates of the normal development of the person.
But if we look at our, so when they return back to their place at our birth, is there certain power, you know, like when the sun, when the earth returns to its place, our birthday, there's certain power, you know, the solar return, you know?
Yeah, it activates again the natural chart. Sun, so that's the power, because the Taurus, the sun was in Taurus. Taurus gets activated again, so that gives it repeated activation for the person.
So, what do you hope to accomplish? I mean, how do you, with this work, with these original theories? Because I just want to tell people listening, we've just been touching on certain aspects of a whole system Tatiana's put together that you can find out about in her book, Medical Astrology, Galactic Code, Understanding Galactic Energies of the Human Biological System. But you know, for the bigger picture, people have to read the book. But what do you see as the future of this type of understanding? Do you want to teach it? Do you want to give courses with it? What do you want to do with it?
That gives a lot of information that can be researched further, because there are so many molecular underlying, you know, structures for that, like how the lymphatic system reacts with emotional. There is a lot to be biology and evolution in this concept of, you know, solar system and how it develops in us. Mm-hmm. But also reading, so I was reading the chart, each planet represents its sign. So by the planet, we know what system it represents as well. So reading the chart is basically reading the planets and how they interact with each other. And their aspect would tell about the medical condition in the body.
Like what? Give me an example of that, please. Yes.
For example, Jupiter representing the liver and metabolism, and like the aspects of this interaction, say, if it has like a squaring interaction with the sun, it means that there is a tension between the systems. So when the transit comes and makes this more vulnerable, they can be disconnections in some medical problems connecting this systems. So say there can be a problem with the liver when Pluto comes and squares Jupiter.
So you can anticipate certain conditions and take precautions in a way. If you tendency to have liver issues, you might want to not drink alcohol during certain transit times, right?
Definitely. And also when there is a lot of connections with the moon and the sun and the sun in the sign. Usually when the sun in the sign, it's good to do everything for this sign. So say in Taurus, it's good to do things for the eyes, for the throat.
Your sun sign, you're saying, or what is that?
Yes,
what you mean?
Yes, when the sign is activated, it has a good
chart.
Energy. Yes, it's more it has more power, and it's more activated. When the sign is squared by a strong planet, it has less power.
So that's what you can help people with when you read their charts.
Yes. We can definitely see what organs are stronger and what what is the danger, what can be helped, with different transits. Basically,
so
the system is kind of equilibrated, but when the transits, or especially the big outer planets, come and square or oppose the native chart planet, that's where the problem can arise.
So did you do readings for people? Is this what you do?
I do readings, yeah. I do readings. I don't do it kind of on a regular basis, but...
You could do that. How long have you been, did it take you to develop this whole system?
It took me about 2 years.
And it just kind of came, were you studying regular astrology at some point?
I had a group and where we basically were changing my ideas, but this came separately. But I was studying not professionally, but I learned, you know, main classical.
But how did these new ideas come to you? Because you really broke with tradition in writing this book. You know, you changed astrology as it's been taught for, in a way, thousands of years. Or you added to it. You didn't change it. But how did these ideas come to you?
I changed only the two ruling planets. Yeah. Otherwise, everything is same. But my medical information helped a lot because I was analyzing what I knew in the medical field, and it was just coming to me the symmetry of how the body is made and the symmetry of the zodiac and how the triangles of the elements are in the zodiac and in the body, you know, that was coming to me. It was just mainly a lot of analytic activity. And also I was doing research in immunology, which is lymphatic system. So that mm-hmm. helped me a lot as well.
What sign are you?
I'm Taurus.
Oh.
So that's senses and vision, and so I mostly think with my eyes when I see things, and I like visual arts a lot. The moon is also very strong, but when the moon is in the sign, it just means it's not very active, but it's very strong inside. Say when the moon is in Aries, the person is extremely emotional, but he may not show his emotions. The emotions would be like inside bothering him a lot. In Cancer, say it would be a very nurturing moon, because Cancer is a sign that organizes, like Cancer organizes the whole zodiac. It's on top of the head, so it has this organizational family activity. Like the whole zodiac is a big family, and
right.
So the person with the moon in Cancer would be very nurturing, and with the sun in Cancer, it will be obvious that this person is organized, is an organizer, is thinking about activities for the family, for the organization. So right. That's how the signs work.
Well, I have a moon in Taurus. What would that mean?
Well, the moon in Taurus means also a very sensitive person, and you know, very sensitive to touch, to visually. It's just not that active as a sun.
Mm-hmm.
Moon has a more subtle kind of like soul kind of feeling. Moon. Each planet has a location on the body, so you know, we kind of feel with this location. Moon is on the chest, somewhere in the chest,
mm-hmm.
and we feel this inside us. Kind of this feeling comes from inside.
Mm. Well, I mean, to wrap up, what would you say as a conclusion to this discussion? I mean, of course, there's a lot more to say, and a lot of it's in your book, but how would you like to, you know, conclude with the, you know, what you've laid out here?
The whole theory is like extremely mysterious, and how this all organizes itself. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like biology. It's has a very beautiful taste to it. They also form trios on the zodiac itself, like not only by elements but by location on the zodiac. So it all has like so many. So many touches to it, and so many things that could be analyzed. I'm making right now an application,
mm-hmm.
so it will be available on iPhone, and that will be giving a little bit of taste to, you know, to this connection of biology and astrology.
So by people looking at this, they'll understand their own biology, their tendencies in their bodies for strong and weak, you know, possibilities, and to take precautions in a way. But, I mean, that's how I see it. You know, you can understand.
They will know which system is strong, which is, I think it's very important for the person to know which strengths he has and can develop. Because if we don't have any planets that stimulate our system, it's not the very strong point, like strong area of the person. And we need to go where we have a lot of activations. That's where we can develop our potential the most. So if the person knows which systems are strong and what energy they can develop, that's a big step in personal development.
Well, it's a really beautiful thing. I get the sense you have a real feeling for this. It comes from like a feeling connection to the zodiac and to the planets. You know, this is, it's almost shamanic in a way, even though it's scientific. So what would you say as far as like getting in touch with you or reading you? I guess people can buy your book on Amazon, right?
Yes, it's on Amazon. And I think there is an email there. They can also always Google me and find my email, and I can give readings as well, yes.
Oh, you give reading. Well, I mean, I know maybe we'll do some more shows, but this was a nice sort of introduction. I mean, it's complex in a sense because you're trained in as a doctor, so you understand the systems of the body, but you know, I think it's interesting to see how the zodiac is inside of us, and that we're related to the cosmos.
It's inside, and it's very rigid. So we have like a rigidly placed zodiac in us.
Well, it creates the structures of the system, really, right?
Yes, and it depends on our structures. But same in the sky, the zodiac is very structured and placed specifically. Yeah. So for me, it was like a lot of different revelations in that, and for me, that was the best proof that as outside, as above, so below. You know, that we are such a universe. You know, we represent all the energies of the universe.
Right, as below, as the inner, the outer. So by developing a new way of understanding this, we can increase the understanding of ourselves in relationship to the cosmos because we're creating different associations that can help us see more about ourselves. That's what I feel here, you know? We stimulate new perceptions, which is why... You know, which is what this show's about, the awareness of new possibilities, new perceptions of things. So, and this
it's interesting that the whole, the whole galaxy, the Milky Way exists, just to form a person, because we are a representation of the Milky Way. It's fascinating to think about the solar system, being twisted around the person, the zodiac signs being twisted around. It's just fascinating to know.
That is interesting. But each of us are so unique that way, too. You know, and each of us are a living galaxy in that sense.
Yes, and this is also on a molecular level. We can go many levels through this because, knowing how the lymphocytes work and how the memory... The research, the doctors don't know anything about how the emotions work in the body. And basically this theory provides the connection of the memory and emotions with the blood, with the erythrocytes, and, how they interact with lymphocytes, who the cells that store, the memory and the different emotions. That's actually very interesting for the molecular research.
That is great. I think there's a lot more to be done in this area of medical astrology and galactic codes and combining the inner with the outer. So, I mean, thank you. Thank you for being a guest here and sharing some of this. I think the best thing is for people to get your book and read it and then, make those associations and, get over fixed ideas about what we think astrology is and work with it in new ways. This is what I see as possible.
So, yes, there's so much, that can be scientifically learned about the science, not only, in the literal way, but just scientific research.
Thank you.
Knowing those connections. Thank you, Alan, very much.
Okay, I hope to talk to you soon. I'll see you soon. And I've been talking to Dr. Tatiana Schneider, the author of an exciting book, a new way of really looking at astrology called The Medical Astrology, Galactic Code, Understanding Galactic Energies of the Human Biological System. And in the book, she goes through it all, and so we can understand the biology and relationship to the galaxy, because we are really a product of not just the Earth, that's only one aspect, a product of a much bigger environment, a huge environment. Our environment impacts on us, but it impacts us in so many ways. And it's, when we say environment, that's everything. It's the whole universe, in a sense, is the environment we live in, or the multiverse. So this is an exciting new development, and it's very detailed and needs to be really looked at and researched in a much more detailed way than we can just do in just a short programming here. But I'm glad people are listening and opening up to new possibilities. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thank you. Thank you, Tatiana.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay.